Hi, I'm Michael Cox, and you're listening to Michael's Office, a podcast that hosts my unscripted, unfiltered, and genuine thoughts about things happening in the entertainment world right now. This week, I'll be talking about a number of things, like the movies I saw this week, auditions that are coming up, movies that are coming up in December, and some music-related news and more right here on Michael's Office. So please, step into my office. All right, I'm sorry for being a little late. I've been meaning to do it this last week, but life hit me hard. Life got in the way. It got crazy. So I couldn't do it. And I was really tempted not to do it today. We're probably going to post this tomorrow. I'm going to record it on the 1st, so we'll release it probably the 2nd, or release it as soon as possible. Maybe I'll drop it right before the 2nd. I don't know. But as of right now, I'm going to record this right now. It's probably going to be a short episode. Might not that be long. It might be an hour. It might be 30 minutes. Hopefully, it'll be a decent amount of stuff so I can get my all my thoughts out perfectly without extending anything. So there is that. Yeah, but I hope to do this next Sunday, and maybe even before, earlier in the day. So first things first, Into the Woods auditions are coming up. I am super excited for that. I've been practicing for it like crazy. Not crazy. If I was practicing for it like crazy, I'd be basically taking every part of my day just to practice them and get everything perfect. And it's kind of scaring me because I fear that I may screw everything up. I may get really nervous in front of singing everybody. My voice isn't at 100% right now. I think I'm just going to limit my singing to chorale and practicing and then talk not as much. I'm probably going to eat a lot of apples. Take a couple of vitamin C drops to get my voice up to where I think it should be. I did a lot of singing today, and I didn't want to, and I shouldn't have. It was bad. It was bad on my part. It is going to be a really great cast. Whoever gets the roles gets them. I'm gunning for the Baker and the Wolf. I've been growing out my beard for a reason to get that Wolf part, but also Baker's on my mind. The other roles I'm up for, let me go. I believe I'm up for. No. Come on. There we go. Come on. Go to roles. Cast. There we go. So I'm up for the narrator because generally, like, everybody's up for that role. Like, everybody, literally everybody is up for that role. They can have a guy or a girl. They're probably going to have a guy do it, but it can be up for either. I am up for, my personal opinion, the Baker. I'm up for the Mysterious Man. I'm up for the Wolf. And that's about it. That's all who I'm up for, in my opinion. The other people who are up for that, the narrators literally could be anybody. Like, anybody can get that role. And I mean anybody. My school did a female narrator, so it is very possible to have a female narrator for Into the Woods. But if they're going to do it, they're probably going to stick that it is, if they're going to make it male, which they might, it is between, I think the top contenders are, if they allow Daniel just to speak sing, Daniel is my top pick if they allow him to speak sing. If not, then it is between Cam and James. those two, if I had to choose the edge, if let's say they weren't going to let him, they're going to go with, I would actually pick Cam for this role. Cam for that role. Yeah. But if they wanted to have James sing, which he's got a fantastic voice, and I wouldn't mind him singing, they'd probably give it to James. After that, it's the Baker. A lot of guys are up for this role. A lot of guys. I believe I'm in like third place for it. All the people that are up for it. Six guys come to mind. Again, James. Jamin. Jamin's in front of me. I think it is Bradley's my number one pick to get this. Then it's Jamin. Then me. Then James. Then Cameron. Then Cameron. And then Neil. Because Neil would probably be my top two picks if he wasn't Harold Hill in Music Man. After that, it is Mysterious Man. It's probably going to go to Will. Will's my pick for the Mysterious Man. He's just got such a great voice for it. And he can sing too. So, yeah. And I think I'm the top pick for the Wolf because of the beard. And I've played it before. And if they want to do something safe, they want to play a safe bet, then they'd probably go with me. Cam's also up for the role of the Wolf. After that, that's about it. Yeah, so I'm be gunning for those two roles, and hopefully I'll get one of them. The steward, that's probably going to go to Daniel. Wouldn't be surprised if it went to Daniel. He can't sing, sadly. And he even acknowledged, I'm not saying it behind his back. He even acknowledges it. He's practicing and he's getting better, but he knows he can't sing. He's like, I can't sing. He even acknowledges it, which makes me sad. But yeah. Next topic is something I'm also really excited for. Movie is coming out this month. It is December 1st. So, there are a couple movies that I'm really excited. 10 movies I'm excited to see. So far, I haven't seen all the films I wanted to see in November. I think I've only seen 4? Let me go to it. I'm pretty sure I've only seen 4 of the films I wanted to see in November. And it was my photos. Let me go to, come on. There we go. I've seen four. Yeah, I've only seen 4. I'm probably going to see Knives Out and The Good Liar real soon for November. Harriet, I don't know when I'm going to see. 21 Bridges, I'm kind of teetering on seeing. Honey Boy, I really want to see. Marriage Story, I thought Marriage Story would be coming out in November. It is. It's just not in my area, so I'll be seeing it in December. That's one of the films I'm seeing in December. I want to see in December. It's on Netflix. Thank the Lord. Well, my top most anticipated film of December is Uncut Gems. It's the film starring Adam Sandler. Basically, he makes a bunch of bad decisions trying to get a jewel back. And it's supposed to be nonstop stuff going on. So there is that. After that, it is Marriage Story. That's on Netflix. That makes me so excited. It's about really what happens during a divorce. And it should be the best. People are saying it's the best acted movie of the decade, best acted movie of the year. Super excited to see that. 1917, it's a World War I movie where it's just basically one continuous long shot, and it looks really, really good. Aeronauts, this is a lot higher than I expected it to be, because the trailer intrigued me so much, and it's also on Amazon Prime. Thank the Lord I have that. Really tense. Seems like it's going to be, it has some beautiful shots in the film. Felicity Jones and Eddie Redmayne are probably going to do a fantastic job. I don't think they're going to get nominated for anything, but I think people are going to notice, yeah, they did a really good job. After that, it's Star Wars Episode 9. I just want to see the conclusion of this. I'm kind of excited. But if it's the dumpster fire that it's being reported as, that's no bueno. That's really not good. That makes me sad. That makes me really, really sad. If it's the dumpster fire that people are talking about, there's rumored to be. But I really, really liked The Force Awakens. I was not a fan of the Last Jedi. Not a fan at all. Yep, and I hope they fix things, but they, according to reports, they won't, which is not good. That's not good. After that, it is Jumanji, The Next Level. This looks like just a good time, and I'm super excited that to see what they do and the twists they have and what all the things the characters are going to get into, and the fact that even though it says some of you won't be making it out alive, I think that's just the film trying to be scary. Of course some people are going to get out alive. It's a movie. It's a family movie. Some people aren't going to die. They ain't going to kill off some people. They're not going to do that. No way. No way. No way. After that, it's A Hidden Life. I've heard really good things about it. The plot seems interesting. It seems like a different version of Jojo Rabbit. It looks beautiful. The cinematography looks really great. But yeah, that's the only reason why. I just want to see how is it as good as people are saying. I'm tired. Sorry. And what I said was, is it as good as people are saying? And so far, people are like, yeah, it's good. It's not the best, but it's good. After that, Little Women. I'm not... the most I know about Little Women is the musical. And I listen to the musical. It's good. It's good. I'm a little salty that I wasn't cast in it. But also glad because it was like... would have been a 45-minute drive every day just to get to rehearsal. And I couldn't drive at the time, so that would have made it even worse. Yeah, but it looks like a very charming film, and I heard it's very charming. So hopefully I'll be getting what I want. After that, it's Richard Jewell. That the plot seems interesting to me. And looks like I just want to see Paul Hauser's performance as Richard Jewell, which I heard is a really good performance. And it's got Sam Rockwell in it. You can't go wrong with Sam Rockwell. Just saying. You can't go wrong with Sam Rockwell. After that, it is Cats. That's the last film I want to see in December. I only want to see how much of a dumpster fire the film will be and the effects and be horrified. And I've listened to a couple songs from Cats. I'm like, this isn't half bad. This isn't half bad. It's actually pretty good. But, it looks like Cats. It looks worse than the stage show, and that's saying something. But yeah, it's just, oh dear. I just want to see how bad it will be. I really do. I really want to see how bad it'll be. Yeah. Next one is I saw a couple films. I saw Jojo Rabbit, The Irishman, and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I don't know if I should go into spoilers about them, but I'll just tell you what I like about them. So, Jojo Rabbit was a very, very heartwarming movie. I was just probably not in the best mood to see it because I thought I performed a hit and run when I didn't. I didn't realize after I talked to some people. Turns out I didn't perform a hit and run. Because I waited. I pulled over the side of the road. They didn't pull over. So nothing happened. And that just ruined everything for me. And also I missed the first 20 minutes. Because of traffic, which sucks. But, it was a very, very heartwarming movie. It was just the arc that Jojo goes through and the change. It's like when I first saw, like, I didn't know what a character or arc was. And then as I was like, I looked for it and I'm like, this is the most obvious character. Like, you know what's going to happen. Obviously, he's going to change his mind because he's, well, he's actually a decent person, but it's very predictable. Like the way the changes, but other parts aren't. Like one person, it turns out one person is as bad as you think he's going to be. And something happens to people close to him. It's really sad. It's shot really nice too, with the slow motion and a lot of the jokes land. And when the film wanted to be serious, it got serious. And I like that a lot. And Scarlett Johansson, I think this is my favorite role from her. Because she was everything a mother should be. And that was, she was the perfect mother. And I do like that they weren't just British. They didn't have British accents when they were playing Germans. They actually had German accents, which was very, very nice. A nice little touch. Taika Waititi did a real good job. He did a really, really good job. Holy crap. As Adolf Hitler, he did a really good job. Sort of the main, and so did Jojo. And he has a promising career ahead of him, along with Elsa, the girl played Elsa, the Jewish girl, which her name is Elsa. I don't remember. Thomason something. She did a really good job, too. She has a promising future, along with the guy playing Jojo. Yeah, it's just a really heartwarming movie, and if you haven't seen it yet, you're really missing out on something special. After that, Netflix's The Irishman came out. That objectively, this was a really awesome, awesome film. It was a fantastic film, objectively. And as I've heard people talk about it, I'm agreeing with some things, but it wasn't this brilliant piece of cinema I was looking for. Crime, I'm just guessing mafia movies or mafia things aren't my cup of tea, per se. I didn't mind that it had a bunch of talking in it. I didn't. Not at all. Like, Parasite had a lot of had a lot of talking in it, but it was backed up with comedic. I guess it's because since it didn't have anything comedic about it, I wasn't very entertained by it. Maybe it was just a lot of talking and I was not interested. I don't know. It was just something felt off. I wasn't enamored. I was kind of enamored by it. It when it went 2.5 hours, it felt like an hour. Certainly felt like an hour. It was just... it wasn't the masterpiece that I was hoping that it would be. Like, in my mind. It was a really, really good film. It's definitely in my top 10. As of right now. And the year is coming to an end real quick. So... yeah, it's just not the masterpiece I was looking for. It doesn't mean it's not a masterpiece. I would recommend people go see it. If they were needing something to watch on Netflix, The Irishman is the place to go. Watch it. It's a really beautiful piece of cinema. The cinematography is fantastic. Joe Pesci and Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, all fantastic. There was one laughable part where it's not really much of a spoiler, where Robert De Niro beats on some guy, and it's very obvious that it's old Robert De Niro instead of decently young Robert De Niro, like in his 30s. It hides the outside a little bit, just the face. But it don't hide how old he is. Really. Yeah, there was one serious scene, one supposed to be pretty brutal scene, is just kind of waved off because it's Robert De Niro being old. And the film had a lot of great quiet moments of letting you look through characters' eyes and thinking things with them and showing that the characters are thinking things through eyes and just facial expressions. Mainly the eyes and just the camera angles were great. I'm glad that the film used quiet moments. It had a lot of quiet moments, and some of those quiet moments were really intense. And then one of the most intense parts, near the end, it was a really intense part. People said it's the most intense part of the movie. Or intense part of one of the most intense things of the year. It was intense. Okay, it is one of the most intense things I've seen this year. It's not the most, not the most intense scene, but one of the most, I agree. It is one of the most intense scenes this year, just a couple guys sitting in a car, which was so good. Now that I'm talking about it, it's probably getting better and better. But it definitely is, I think, worth the 3.5 hour runtime. Yeah, it is a film. If you want to see what cinema looks like, it is a piece of film. After that, really recently, a friend of mine and I, we went to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. A more uplifting film from The Irishman. This was another really heartwarming film. It was just heartwarming. I loved that the transition. Basically, this whole film, this whole movie was a really long episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, with the transitions, and it's starting out with intro to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and then ending with Mr. Rogers' episode, like Mr. Rogers' episode would be. And Tom Hanks really does. Sometimes he disappears into the role as Mr. Rogers. But And at first, it just feels like Tom Hanks playing. You just see Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. Well, most of the time, for me, it felt like he was capturing Mr. Rogers, who Mr. Rogers was. And sometimes it felt like there was Mr. Rogers on screen, but I was just – it was like this – it was just – had the aura. The film – basically the whole film had this aura of Mr. Rogers. And yes, again, like Jojo Rabbit, it was kind of predictable, more predictable than Jojo Rabbit. But this film, like The Irishman, used quiet moments, and I really like that. Literally one moment – it was a bit uncomfortable. It made me feel a bit uncomfortable. But the film uses a specific quiet moment for both the main character, who Lloyd Vogel, who's played by Matthew Rice, who does a really awesome, awesome job. But a quiet moment between Mr. Rogers and Lloyd, and then he turns to the camera, and it's basically the film is saying, "Hey, use this moment too." Which was really, really nice. It does feel like Lloyd kind of obsesses over Mr. Rogers. Like he uses him as a psychiatrist. I'm like, hey, buddy, actually, don't rely on him. I know Mr. Rogers is probably absolutely fine with it, like the character would be, but I don't think he should have just depended on Mr. Rogers. He should have went and actually got some help, and I think this would have all been resolved with a little money. Granted, Mr. Rogers is free. I mean, no, he's not. He had to travel to Philadelphia and stuff like that, but still. He does feel like he kind of obsessed over Mr. Rogers. That's fine. It's fine to obsess over an amazing man. Yeah, that was a really sweet film. So if you guys, you can still see The Irishman. If you own Netflix, you can see The Irishman right now. Go watch it. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood came out real recently. Like last week. Okay, not last week. 2 weeks ago. So you can go see it. And Jojo Rabbit is being pulled from theaters. So if you have the time to go see it, please, if it is available in any of your areas, go see it. They're all really great films, and you should give them a try. Next, the AMAs had finally had their ceremony. And I'm going to see how my predictions stacked up. Probably didn't, because I don't know music well. First up, we have Artist of the Year went to Taylor Swift. I think I gave that to Ariana Grande. New Artist of the Year, I wanted it to be Lil Nas X, and I thought it was going to go to Lil Nas X, but it went to Billie Eilish. Makes sense. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Collaboration of the Year. Mix Senorita won. I thought it was going to go to... Ooh, that one was actually a really hard one. I think it went Old Town Road. After that, Tour of the Year went to BTS. Makes sense. I think I picked Elton John because of Rocket Man. Yeah, I think I picked Elton John for that. Favorite music video. I picked Billie Eilish for that one and went to Taylor Swift instead. For Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down. Makes sense. They're all really great music videos. They all are. They all are. But I'm pretty sure Seven Rings the one that got controversial. I don't know. Grande. Controversy. Pretty sure Seven Rings was the one. Right? Yes, it was Seven Rings. So I can understand why they didn't give it to Ariana Grande for Seven Rings. But yeah, I gave it to Bad Guy because it's such a different style. It's their own style. But I'm glad they gave it to You Need to Calm Down for Taylor Swift. Favorite social artist? I got that one right, as I said before. That makes me super sad. I got one right. One on the board. So I am 1 in 6. The favorite soundtrack? Oh, I think I went with Stars Born. Yeah, I went with Bohemian Rhapsody. I think I got that one right too. I definitely did not get favorite male. So I'm 2 for 8. Yeah, I'm 2 for 8. Then after that, it was favorite. I think I said, I'm going to go back. Favorite female artist for pop/rock. I think I said Ariana Grande. I do think I said Ariana Grande for that. And then favorite duo or group. I think I said Jonas Brothers because they weren't. Oh, no. I said Panic. Yes, I said Panic. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember. I can't remember what I picked for that. This was a really difficult category. Frick. I could have gone B. I think... Fine. I'll just take it. I think I said BTS. I don't remember what I said. I'll take it. 3 for 9. No, 3 for 10. Yeah, 3 for 10. Favorite album, pop rock. I went with Thank You Next. I know that for sure. I am 3 for 9 now. No, 3 for 11. 2 for 11, and then I went with Old Town Road for that. I got that one wrong. Went to Without Me by Halsey. Favorite male artist, I went with Luke Combs. Got that one wrong. Favorite female artist, Carrie Underwood. I went with Carrie Underwood, so I'm like 4. So I am 1, 2, 3, 4. Four, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12. I'm glad Dan and Jay won. Yeah. Florida Georgia Line, I went with them. I went with Carrie Underwood. So 5 for 14. I went with Blake Shelton. Got that wrong with The Speechless by Dan and Shay. Cardi B. I went with Cardi B. So 6. I went with Astroworld by Travis Scott. That was wrong. Went to Post Malone for Hollywood's Bleeding. Favorite song? This one was really difficult. I went with Old Town Road again. 7. Got that one right. No, I went with Sicko Mode. I went with Sicko Mode. Yeah, I went with Sicko Mode. My bad. I didn't get that one right. And favorite male artist? I went with Chris Brown because of his comeback. So glad that he didn't win. Bruno Mars won instead. Favorite female artist, I went with Lizzo. And I got that one wrong too. I'm glad that Beyonce won. She should have. I thought Chris Brown was going to get it again because of his surging popularity. After that, favorite song, soul, R&B. That went to, I thought that was going to go to Lizzo again. And it went to Khalid again. Good for Khalid. I'm happy for Khalid. The favorite artist. Alternative rock. I think I predicted Panic of the Disco, I think. I predicted Panic. Yeah, I think I predicted Panic of the Disco for that. And it went to Billie Eilish. I was wrong. Favorite artist, adult contemporary. I went with Taylor for that one. I went with Taylor, so I got that one right. Favorite artist, Latin. I went with Bad Bunny. I got that one right. And then after that, favorite artist, contemporary inspirational. I went with Lauren Daigle because she did her song, I think You Say, I think that's what it's called. That one reached, that crossed over to secular radio and popular radio, and it's been played multiple times. That's why I think they went with her, and I'm glad they went with her. I like all those other bands, Mercy Me and For King Country, but I think for the reason why she got it, because she crossed over. Favorite artist, EDM. I thought they were going to go with Avicii. That's shame. Oh, that's a shame. I should have gone with Avicii. But they went with Marshmello instead. Yeah, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, seven, eight, nine. I got 9 categories right. Yeah. Go me. After that, now we have the Grammys. Oh boy. Again, things I don't know. Oh boy. What? Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Wait a minute. Yeah, what the heck? I'm not a big fan of that. So we have the general field right here, record of the year, Hey Ma by Bon Iver. Bon Iver's been getting. He sounds familiar. They sound familiar, my bad. So Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, 7 Rings by Ariana Grande, Hard Place by Her, Talk by Khalid, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, Truth Hurts, Lizzo, Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee. Using the AMAs, this is a hard category. I, in my opinion, Leave Me Alone by NF should have been on here, but what do I know? Looking at the AMAs, if I were to disclose that, Khalid got a lot, and I mean lot of awards for Talk. He's... And Old Town Road didn't get as many as awards that I thought it was going to get. Lizzo didn't get as many awards as I thought she was going to get. So if we're going to take like the Oscar thing. There is a good chance that Talk may take it. But you can't count out. You can't count out Billie Eilish, and you can't count out Lizzo or Lil Nas X. My pick to win it, I would go with, if they were being smart, they want to just take back at the billboards, I would have Old Town Road, because it did set a record. It did set a record. If I wanted that to be the record of the year, it set a record. But I think it should go to Truth Hurts. I'm not a big, even a big fan of Lizzo, but I can understand the mass appeal of Truth Hurts by Lizzo. I'm going to give it to Lizzo for that. Album of the Year. I by Bon Iver. Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. I Used to Know Her by Her. 7 by Lil Nas X. Cause I Love You Deluxe by Lizzo. Father of the Bride by by Vampire Weekend. Again, I'm just gonna continue going with it. Norman Effing Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. Got some lots of praise. Along with Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? I do really want to give it to Thank You Next, though. I think Thank You Next is probably going to get it. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Song of the Year. I'm going to probably, again, I'm going to give it to Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Best New Artist. NF should be in this, but I think it's going to, again, go to Lizzo. I think, no, sorry. Billie Eilish is going to get it. I think Billie Eilish is going to get this award. Best Pop Solo Performance, which has Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Lizzo, and Taylor Swift. Probably Beyonce. I want to give it to Beyonce because she does fantastic stuff. After that, it is Boyfriend, Best Pop Duo Group Performance, Boyfriend by Ariana Grande, Sucker by Jonas Brothers, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, Sunflower by Post Malone, Swae Lee, Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Please don't give it to those last two because I heard about the thing that happened last time. No. Sucker seems I would love to give it to Sucker for the Jonas Brothers. That's my prediction. Traditional pop vocal album. C by Andrea Bocelli. Love Deluxe Edition by Michael Bublé. Look Now by Elvis Costello and the Impostors. Legendary Christmas John Legend and Walls by Barbara Streisand. She's still around. What the heck? Anyway, I give it to John Legend. Why not? Why not give it to John Legend? I didn't listen to that. So what am I even doing here? It's fine. It's fine. After that, we got Best Pop Vocal Album, The Lion King, The Gift by Beyonce, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish, Thank You Next, Ariana Grande, Number 6, Collaborations Project, Ed Sheeran, Lover by Taylor Swift. It's probably going to go to Lover by Taylor Swift, basing off the AMAs. I would love to give it to Beyonce for The Lion King, The Gift, but or Ed Sheeran's Number 6 Collaborations Project. I hope. I've heard this is probably one of his best albums because of all the fun songs he has on it. Ariana Grande's Thank You. This is a really good it's a really good category, but I prefer to give it to Beyonce. But it's probably going to go to Taylor Swift. Best Dance Recording. Holy crap, there are so many categories. Linked by Bonobo, Gotta Keep On by The Chemical Brothers, Peace of Your Heart by Medusa, Underwater by Rufus Del Sol, Midnight Hour by Skrillex, and Boys Noise featuring Ty Dolla $ign. I only know Skrillex and Boys Noise, but let's go with somebody who has a cool name. The Rufus Del Sol, Underwater, you go. Best Dance Electronic Album, LP5, Apparat, No Geography, The Chemical Brothers, Hi, This Is Flume. Mixtape, Flume, Solace, Rufus Del Sol, Weather by Tycho. Oh, boy. See, this is what happens when you talk so much. Okay. I'm going to give it to Rufus Del Sol for Solace. I don't know any of those people. After that, it is Contemporary Instrumental Music, Best Contemporary Instrumental Album. Ancestral Recall by Christian Scott. Star People Nation, Theo Crocker, Beat Music, Beat Music, Beat Music by Mark Guiana, Elevete, Lettuce, Metavolution, Rodrigo E. Gabriela. Since only two of these have people who are, well, two of these albums have the links, I'm probably going to give it an Ancestral Recall by Christian Scott. After that, Best Rock Performance, which is Pretty Waste by Bones UK, This Land by Gary Clark Jr., History Repeats, Brittany Howard, Woman, Karen O, and Danger Mouse, Too Bad, Rival Sons, probably Gary Clark Jr.'s This Land. After that, ooh, I like this. Astrologist by the Great Octopus, Candle Mass, Humanicide, Death Angel, Bow Down, I Prevail, Unleash, Killswitch Engage, Tempest, Tool. It's gonna go to Tool. Because Tool has been killing it lately, I've heard. Best Rock Song, Fear Inoculum, probably gonna go to them. For Tool, it's Tool. Give Yourself a Try, The 1975, Harmony Hall, Vampire Weekend, History Repeats, Brittany Howard, This Land, Gary Clark Jr. Probably going to go to Tool. Best Rock Album, Amo, Bring Me the Horizon, Social Cues, Cage the Elephant, In the End, The Cranberries. Oh, that makes me sad. Trauma, I Prevail, Feral Roots, Rival Sons, probably going to go to the In the End by The Cranberries to help to provide as a tribute for Dolores. Best Alternative Music Album, UFOF, Big Thief, Assumed Form, James Blake, I, Bon Iver, Father of the Bride, Vampire Weekend, Enema, Thom Yorke. It's probably going to go to I by Bon Iver, just because he's been nominated for the big award, and if they don't want to give it to him for that, they're probably going to give it to Bon Iver for that. Oh my gosh. Best R&B Performance, Love Again, Daniel Caesar, and Brandy, Could Have Been Her, Exactly How I Feel, Lizzo, Roll Some Mo', Lucky Day, Come Home, Anderson .Paak. Again, I'm going to give it to Lizzo for Exactly How I Feel. Best Traditional R&B Performance, Time Today, BJ, The Chicago Kid, Steady Love, India, Airy, Lizzo by Jerome by Lizzo, Real Games, Lucky Day, Built for Love, PG Morton. So again, I'm going to give that to Lizzo. Could Have Been by her, Look at Me Now, Emily King, No Guidance by Chris Brown, Roll Some More, Lucky Day, Say So by PG Morton. I think it's going to go to Look at Me Now, actually. That sounds really familiar. And it might go to Look at Me Now by Emily King. Best Urban Contemporary Album, Apollo XXI, Steve Lacy, Because I Love You, Lizzo. It's going to go to Lizzo. Overload by Georgie, okay. Best R&B Album, BJ 1123, the BJ, the Chicago Kid, Painted, Lucky Day, LMI by LMI. It's going to go to LMI. Best Rap Performance, Middle Child, J. Cole, The Huge, DaBaby, Down Bad, Dreamville, Racks in the Middle, Nipsey Hussey, Clout, Offset, featuring Cardi B. It's probably going to go to Offset for Clout. Baps, Rap / Song Performance, Higher, DJ Khaled, Drip Duar, Little Baby, Panini. Little Nas X is going to go to Panini by Little Nas X. Best Rap Song, It's Huge, DaBaby, Racks in the Middle, Armias Sejim, A Lot, 21 Savage, Rick Ross for Gold Rose's Bad Idea by YBN Cordae. Should go to Leave Me Alone. That's going to go to DaBaby. I think it's going to go to DaBaby. Best Rap Album? Sadly, NF's The Search isn't on here. It's going to go to Igor. I think it should go to Igor for Tyler the Creator, and I think that's my prediction too. Revenge of the Dreamers 3 by Dreamville, Championships, Meek Mill, I Am, Over Who I Was, 21 Savage, Igor, Tyler the Creator, Lost Boy, YBN, Cordae. I think it's going to go to Igor.
How much more? Oh, gosh. Well, I'm committed now. I'm just going to list off my predictions for it. Not going to. Going to go to Blake Shelton for God's Country. Best country solo performance. Best country duo group performance. It's going to go Speechless by Dan and Shay. Best country song. It's going to go to Speechless by Dan and Shay. Best country album. I think it's going to go to Thomas Rhett for Centerpoint Road. I haven't listened to any of these. New Age. Best New Age album. What the heck is New Age? David Arkenstone for Fairy Dreams. Best Improvised Jazz Solo. Elsewhere, Melissa Aldana, Best Vocal Album. 12 Little Spells, Esperanza Spalding. Best Jazz Instrumental Album. Come What May by Joshua Redman Quartet. Can't get these all wrong. Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album, Triple Helix, and Nat Cohen Tennant. Best Latin Jazz Album. Una Noche con Ruben Blades. Blades? Whatever. Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra. Best Gospel Performance. Probably Talking About Jesus. Best Contemporary Music Performance. God Only Knows for King and Country. Best Gospel Album, Long Live Love, Kirk Franklin. Best Contemporary Christian Music Album, Burn the Ships by For King and Country. Best Roots Gospel Album, gonna go to His Name is Jesus by Tim Menzies. Best Latin Pop Album, Vida, Luis Fonsi. And then Best Latin Rock, Urban R, Alternative Album, Oasis by J Balvin and Bad Bunny. Best Regional Mexican Music Album, 20 Aniversario Mariachi Vives de Sindiche. Best Tropical Latin Album, Literal, Juan Luis Guerra, 4.40. American Roots, Best American Roots Performance, St. Honesty by Sarah Bareilles. Sorry. See, this is what I'm talking about, resting my voice. The Best American Roots Song is probably going to go to Crossing to Jerusalem by Roseanne Cash. Best Americana Album, Years to Burn by Calexico and Iron and Wire. Best Bluegrass Album, I think that's going to go to Michael Cleveland for Tall Fiddler. Best Traditional Blues Album, I think that should go to Kingfish, Christone Kingfish Ingram. Best Contemporary Blues Album, that should go to Gary Clark Jr. for This Land. My Finest Work Yet, Andrew Bird for Best Folk Album. And I think Good Time by Ranking Tanky is going to take it. Reggae, for Best Reggae Album, I think that's going to go to More Work to Be Done by Third World. Best World Music, African Giant by Burna Boy. Best Children's Album, Winterland by the Okie Dokie Brothers. Spoken Word, Probably Becoming by Michelle Obama. Best Comedy Album, should go, in my opinion, should go to Sticks and Stones, but ain't going to. Yeah, it ain't going to. It's probably going to go to Relatable by Ellen DeGeneres. Best Musical Theater. Hey, something I actually know about. It's going to go to Hazedown. Best Music for Visual Media. Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. I want to say A Star is Born. That's going to probably get to go to a Star is Born. Then best score soundtrack for visual media, it's probably going to go to – it should go to Chernobyl for Hilder – whatever her last name is. It should go to her. The Ballad of the Lonesome Cowboy, it should go best song written for visual media. Spirit should go to Beyonce for Spirit. Best instrumental composition, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge by John Williams. It's John Williams. Best arrangement, instrumental or a cappella, Hedwig's Theme by John Williams. Best arrangement, instruments and vocals, Over the Rainbow. Best recording package, Chris Cornell by Chris Cornell. Best box or spinach special limited edition. Oh my gosh, I can't breathe. Read. English is hard. Best box or special limited edition package, Woodstock, Back to the Garden. Best album notes, The Gospel According to Malico. Best historical album, Woodstock. What the fudge? Woodstock. Best engineered album, non-classical. Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep. Where Do We Go? Producer of the Year. Whew. I think it'll go to Ricky Weed. Best remix recording, I Rise. There's immersive audio, the orchestral organ. Oh my gosh. There's so many. Best music video, Old Town Road. There's so many. I should have told you guys. Just once I get to the Grammys, unless you guys really care, you can skip it. I'll just put that in the description. I'm sorry, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh my gosh, that was so much.